This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
And here we go. It's Wednesday morning, 11:36 now. We'll be here till the top of the hour of 12 o'clock, followed by Rush Limbaugh. I say we because Dr. Tim Turlop is in the studio with me from Turlop Chiropractic, a show every Wednesday at this time called Your 30 Minutes to Vitality. And Dr. Turlop, once again, welcome. Yep.
Good morning, everybody.
Gotcha. Now, listen, I want to throw out a couple phone numbers out there in case anyone has any questions. 352-587-9952 or 352-796-7272. There you go, live.
Which that might make me a questionable guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if the news could try to be funny, I could give it an effort.
There you go.
Right?
Hey, it worked.
Oh, whatever. So, good morning, everybody. And this is 30 Minutes to Vitality, where every week we say that we were built to be vital. We were innately created to express well-being. All we get is interferences. If we remove the interferences, vitality is the result. So we're either getting things that we don't need that need to go, or we have things that we need to get that need to be added. And the body will do what it innately is created to do, right? Which is great. So a couple of pieces of research actually in the last week that had come out that were a little odd related to some of the interferences. We've talked about how nutrition is one of the five pillars of health, right? Mm-hmm. So in nutrition, there's so many things to talk about and just nutrition itself, right? But in the last week, there's a couple of studies, and we're not going to get into them, but they were related to human health relative to nutrition. One of them was actually looking at fertility, right? In men, and particularly, we actually had seen this significant diminishment in sperm count over the course of the last 40 years. And I'm not talking like it's been like an 8% reduction. I'm talking like it's like 40 to 50% reduction in the course of the last 40 years.
I heard a recent report in the news about that.
So, right. So the study was, and it was interesting stuff. Then there's another piece of research that was coming out that was looking at these, like the explosion in autism rates in the course of the last couple of few decades. And it was looking at the consumption of fast food by moms during their pregnancies, actually possibly being related to this explosion, right? Now, that being said, we're not here to talk about nutrition and autism. We're not here to talk about the male fertility and sperm counts, right? But it was looking at that nutrition, and we've talked about nutrition and making sure that we know that there's some just basic fundamentals when it comes to what we eat that really, really significantly change how we express vitality or if we get to enjoy vitality. It's a significant contributor. So one of the things that we know is that nutrient density per calorie. So it's foods that actually have a lot of nutrient density in for every calorie that we get, right, is really, really critical. So and sometimes I'll talk about vegetables, fruits, beans, legumes, nuts, and seeds, right, are like the big categories that are nutrient-dense foods that over and over we need to do. Well, I think we mentioned, in the last couple of months, I think we talked about it. A study was released not too long ago, it was within the last year or two, and the CDC published the results of the study that was looking at the amount of vegetable and fruit consumption in the average American. And we know by research, and I mean, I could bring in mountains of studies that would say the societies and the people individually that consume the most vegetables and fruits live the longest and have the lowest rates of disease.
And I'll stop you there, and we'll go to the phone lines. We have a question already for Dr. Tim Turlop. It's your 30 Minutes to Vitality. That's why he is here, and here to take your question or comment as well. You're on with Dr. Tim Turlop.
Good morning.
Good morning. I had a question about psoriasis. I know that it's an immune response, an autoimmune response by the body, but is there anything with our lifestyle or diet or whatever that we can help in that situation?
Well, that's a wonderful question. And it would, you know, the funny answer is it would depend on the physician you ask, ma'am. Right? And in asking this one, the answer is absolutely. We know that that with psoriasis that we can actually, it is an autoimmune linked disorder and a very uncomfortable one too, right? So what we know that when we have things in our diets that will affect the immune function. Diets higher in animal protein, lower, we're going to talk about this in a minute, lower in vegetable and fruits, omega-3 fatty acids will actually precipitate an immune cascade or response that where the body doesn't recognize invaders, if I could use that expression, from itself. And so it starts producing different antibodies and immune responses that create those sorts of skin disorders. And even, you know, there's psoriatic arthritis. It can attack then the joints and all kinds of horrible things that can come with psoriasis. So when one actually cleans up one's diet significantly, we can diminish that immune response. Then there's all kinds of different research that validates that, that shows that a diet that's higher in vegetables and fruits, what I just said, vegetables, fruits, beans, legumes, nuts, and seeds. And I'll sometimes joke about the word G-bombs, where we have greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, seeds, and nuts. And when we have those diets that have a ton of that stuff in there and less flesh-based protein, actually diminish, and it's like turning down the dial, if you will, on that immune response that we're seeing people enjoy significant reduction in symptomatologies with that change, as well as limited sun exposure for certain autoimmune disorders, or some that sun exposure is not a great idea, but for most it is, as well as exercise and even sleep. It sounds so simple, but it's a shift in lifestyle that can actually modulate that immune response, to be sure.
Good.
Okay. And one,
well, thank you
very much. Yeah, please. And one of my favorite books on that subject, we've talked about it before, is by a physician. His name is Dr. Joel Fuhrman, Fuhrman. Yes. And it's called Eat to Live. And there's an entire section in that particular book devoted to autoimmune diseases and how diet can affect it, and what diets and how you change things to actually make it better. So you might want to give that book a try as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
Great call, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Okay, right along the lines of the subject and topic we're talking about today.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, very good.
Sorry, and we were mentioning that CDC published study that was looking at the amount of vegetables and fruits that we as Americans are consuming. And I've used the number before. It was near 9.6% of our caloric intake on a daily basis is actually qualified to be vegetables and fruits. And they qualify potato chips and French fries as a vegetable. And that accounts for another 5% of the 9.6%.
Right.
So if anybody wants to qualify French fries as a vegetable, please, we need to reconsider that.
And that's 9.6% out of 100%.
So the idea is don't eat more Lay's potato chips to increase your vegetable consumption. No. Does not work. Right. So it's one of the things that it's fresh vegetables and fruits, right? And making sure we're consuming them. So the average American, less than 10% of us ever get near eating the quantity of vegetables and fruits that we need to do. And this is when we've got this explosion of so many disorders, including autoimmune disorders, including diabetes and Alzheimer's disease and degenerative disorders and all kinds of stuff, right, that's happening. And we're not getting the stuff that we know that the research is showing us time and time again will actually prevent it or help improve it dramatically, right, which is kind of significant.
It is.
I should rephrase it. Kind of significant really is an understatement. Right, because it really is profoundly significant when we do that. So one of the things that we do in our office to do that, we know we've talked about the core four before, and supplementation can be good and can be helpful, and that's terrific. But supplements are to augment or to add to food. We need real food is what we actually need to consume. So supplements are great. Did I take mine this morning with my smoothie? Of course I did, right? But it's something that we need to add to. So one of the neat things that we'll try to do, because I've been doing this for 3 decades, right? As the gray beard will attest, right? And it's one of the things that is we see this with patients. It's change is not easy. That nice lady who just called us, right? If the discomfort is bad enough, right? She'll read the book. She'll see the change. She'll make the change. And in 90 days, when she actually sees significant reduction by just really changing her diet, she'll go, oh my gosh, look at this. But we really have to be motivated, right, to want to alter those things for lots of reasons. But the motivation really has to be there, the impetus to change.
Don't give up.
And, right, it needs to be there.
Yeah.
So watching people change over time can be hard. I've been trying to work with people as we work with other, you know, spinal related disorders, neurologic expression, et cetera, for people, and getting people to change their diets is tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough unless people are really motivated to make that change. And when they make it universally, you'll see the outcomes be good. Right? It was just kind of cool. Right.
Yeah.
But when we have that difficulty with changing, one of the things that we actually have used in our office is a whole food supplement. And the one that I really like to use, it's called Greens First.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it's a whole food supplement. So it's got like 49 different elements in it. So it's got these, and everything they do is proprietary. So it's all their own stuff. And it's the one that on the market probably has the highest OREC value that we've been able to find. And OREC is an acronym. We won't get into what it means, but it's a measurement of the antioxidant capacity of a food.
Okay.
Or any element for that matter.
First Greens.
Right? Yes.
First Greens.
Right.
Okay.
And literally what we're seeing with this is it probably has 15 to 16 times the antioxidant capacity of any other whole food supplement out there.
Wow.
Right. It has this profound effect. And we talked a little bit about antioxidants in the last couple of shows, and we talked about coenzyme Q10.
Yep.
And its antioxidant capacity and what that means. So antioxidants help to fight aging. They help to fight disease because free radicals in our bodies actually create a lot of damage, right? And I think I used the example of the pinball machine. It's one of my favorite ones, right? Anybody who's been at a pinball machine knows when that little silver ball goes up and it starts bouncing around on the little round circles and it goes bing, 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 and it hits it and it shoots it in another direction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's sort of like the silver ball is like a free radical.
Mm.
And that thing's just bouncing around and then it hits a cell. And every time it hits one of those cells, and it bounces to another one, it steals from the cell, right? It steals electrons and it ages the cell. It damages the cell. And we've got repair mechanisms. We're supposed to have some level of free radicals in us. It's part of what we do to our metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have all these mechanisms in us to repair the damage and prevent the damage. And we get that from food.
Okay.
Is what actually helps to prevent the damage is from high quality nutrient-dense foods.
Uh-huh.
So when we eat the vegetables and the fruits and the beans and legumes and the nuts and the seeds, right, we get that material to fight that damage. Well, as I said, change is tough sometimes. So we use Greens First to augment, to put all that good stuff in there. And it's such a simple thing. People, when they first start, will actually go, is it to do what? What is it? Right? And we'll get them to try it. And I mean, without exception, right? Everybody loves it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Sounds good to me.
It's fantastic,
yeah.
Because I do the guarantee. I guarantee the outcomes, yeah, of this stuff. When you get it at my office, you take it for 120 days. If you are not thoroughly delighted on the other side, we refund your money.
Mm.
Right? And there's a rare bird. I think we've had two or three people who said, oh, you know, I forget to take it. Then it's not doing what I meant. And you go, okay, great. Okay, you bought what? Because they should be, it's a monthly thing, so they should have purchased four in that 90-day period of time, right? And if they're not thoroughly delighted, hey, your money's back, right? There is no risk with this because it's, I kind of joke and I say, really? Sometimes somebody go, how can you do that? Isn't that like a bit precarious to make that kind of a guarantee? And I go, really? You think when less than 10%, it's like 9% of Americans are consuming enough vegetables and fruits, and we put that level of nutrition and augment your nutrition, you have to have an outcome because you're not getting, it's like saying, well, if I put an extra $500 a week into your account for the next 90 days, do you think you'll have more money in there at the end of 90 days?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It just, you have to, because your bank account, if it's low and I'm putting $500 a week in, right, for the next 90 or 120 days, that bank account is going to go up because it was depleted to begin with.
Hey, let's try it. I'll give you my rounding number and account.
I know.
And, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to keep you away from our bookkeeper, right, sir. I'm just saying. Right. But it's an amazing thing. It's not a stretch. You just see it. And it can happen. So many things happen for people that my energy is up. I'm sleeping better. I'm pooping better.
Yeah.
My psoriasis, my eczema, my allergies, my sinus condition, it's something always improves. And it's always something enough that everybody says, wow, I don't want to stop. So if I get people to take it for 120 days, they don't want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't want to, because the differences that happen in us, they're profound. So we've got these 49 elements. It's all vegetable and fruit. And there's some herbs and, believe it or not, some spices, right? A little cinnamon, blah, blah, some other things that we know the research is showing us will help us to adapt and to repair those damages. And it's all, it's amazing. Everything in there, it's all non-GMO. So anybody goes, really? Yeah. And for people who are vegan or vegetarian, it's completely vegetarian, right? Not that it's plants and it's slightly sweetened. Right. So when you drink it, it's not like it's like you hold your nose and have to go, oh, my goodness, I'm going to force myself to do this. Anybody who is actually old enough to remember cod liver oil, everybody who ever took cod liver oil wanted to throw up every day. If your grandmother made you take it like mine did when I was little,
yeah,
it was like you did hold your nose and you was like, ugh. Right. And you made sure you had a glass of orange juice or something next to you to wash it down because it was repugnant.
Yeah.
Right. Right. This isn't like that. It actually is pretty darn good. And people, especially most people, look at half people right at the beginning go, wow, this is delicious. I go, I know, right? Right. And then the other half says, it's okay. It's okay. And after a couple of weeks, they're going, this is really good.
Yeah.
I know. So we just take a scoop of this stuff. That's all it is. One scoop of this into a little glass. We give you a little shaker cup. Right? And you just give it, put 6 to 8 ounces of water, depending on how you like it. And you shake it up and you slug it down.
Wow. One time a day?
One time a day.
Wow.
Right. And it has the antioxidant capacity of 15 servings of vegetables and fruits, literally pounds of vegetables and fruits. Now, in Greens First, most of it is greens. And it even has things like chlorella and spirulina, some things that have tons of chlorophyll and other cool stuff, barley grass, some other things that really helped us to build and to express better, to round out and fill up those gaps that almost every American has in a pretty significant way. And when you see the research coming in that's going, wow, we're thinking it's nutrition that's actually causing this problem with male fertility, right? That we're seeing because of our fast food diets and blah, 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 right? That it's actually going down and down and down, right? And then we see, you know, the autism rates being speculated that it could be coming. It looks like it's coming when the mothers are actually, wow, really? What a simple strategy, right? To fill in those nutritional gaps, again, with whole food, not just with a supplement, but with actual food. So they take this stuff, it's non-GMO, it's organic stuff. And they take the vegetables first, they just squash them up, it's dried, a little bit of stevia leaf is added to it to give it a little sweetness, so it's, but there's no caloric value to the stevia, gets a little bit of sweetness. I think if I remember correctly, there's about 40 calories in the scoop. So it's negligible in terms of a caloric content. But then we get all these phytonutrients, all these enzymes, all these vitamins, all this, these minerals, all this stuff that comes from the vegetables and fruits, to nourish our bodies at that cellular level. Now, obviously, it doesn't give us enough caloric content, right? We need calories to actually for energy,
right?
That's what we burn, right? So, but this is all that cool stuff that when we're getting calories that don't have nutrient density, right? I mentioned jokingly French fries. Right. The nutrient density on front, there is no nutrient density. I mean, there just is nothing in them. Right. In 2 Old Beef Patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, I'm getting a lot of calories, probably someplace between 700 and 900 calories in that one sandwich. Right. One sandwich is giving me nearly half of my day's caloric value in one sandwich. Right. But there's no nutrient density in there. Not to deprecate. It's not. It's fast food. It's white buns. It's weird burger. It's all kinds of weird stuff. There's no, and it fill you up. It'll fill the space in your gut. It'll make you not hungry for a while, but it won't give your body the need. I love there's an expression that says that we're overfed, but undernourished.
And when your body starts to get what it needs, it wants more, right? Craves more.
It craves more of the good stuff.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Because that's what it needs.
Absolutely. Yeah. Which is why it's interesting. People after, even the people who say, it's okay. It's not like I'd go, wow, I think I want to have a Greens First to drink, right? You know, for a refreshing beverage. Put it on ice. You know, nobody says that initially.
Right.
But after a few weeks of doing it, it's exactly what you just said. People go, wow, I'm really starting to like this a lot. It's quite delicious. Right. So it's wonderful before workouts, after workouts. We literally tell people, please don't take this stuff at night because it actually will increase your energy levels. You may have difficulty getting to sleep because it actually ramps up that ability. I mean, I take mine actually every day before I work out. mm-hmm. right, is when I have my greens first. I do it before I exercise.
And it's a perfect breakfast.
It's drink, amazing because yeah. it gives me all that nutrient density for my body to utilize and incorporate to ramp through, mm-hmm. and it makes workouts a breeze.
Yeah.
Right? It's really an amazing thing. So we want to make sure, in this as well, not only are there the vegetables, but there is these, they call it their proprietary fruit blends, and they've got their mm-hmm. superfood blend part of it. You know, and so is there acai berry and pomegranate? And that, absolutely. But there's 49. So do you get carrot juice concentrate and broccoli and asparagus and romaine lettuce and all spinach and all kinds of stuff?
What about beet?
Sure.
A lot of people are wrapped up in this beet thing.
Well, beets are great.
Yeah.
But they're not as nutrient dense as people want it. And it's one thing to round out a cool diet.
Sure.
But it's a root vegetable that has some cool elements in it. But it isn't one of, it's not like, whoa, I'm doing beet juice mm-hmm. concentrate. I'm going to be fantastic. It will improve things. And that's why this has 49 different elements in it, because we want to round that out with vegetables and fruits and some other spices and some herbs that we know actually will facilitate us, right? Even like the chlorella, it's an algae, for goodness sake, but that has been shown to actually detoxify the body and provide chlorophyll and a lot of deep nutritious aspects to it you don't get anyplace else.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's a really cool way to fill in those gaps because you'll get the calories. I don't ever worry about a patient unless they have a loss of appetite. Right. In America.
Right.
Seriously. Right. We're getting the calories. We're getting way too many calories.
True.
And we're not getting the nutrition. What's kind of interesting is you mentioned, you know, we want more of that.
Mm-hmm.
But what's kind of really cool is like if this nice lady actually gets that book and incorporates that for 90 days and she's going to see change.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to happen. But what she'll notice is she won't be as hungry. When you are actually getting that nutrient density in those, what you're eating, you're not as hungry because then your body is getting satisfied. What it needs from food is actually the nourishment, not just the calories. It's looking for those deep, deep nutrients. And at a cellular level, when we get that, we naturally, those parts of our brains, they're called the satiety mechanisms, and who cares what part of the brain it is. But all those things, it goes, ooh, I got everything I need.
Crave.
Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah.
Right? Which is where other times when you're eating really nutrient empty stuff,
uh-huh.
but lots of calories, the body then in a short order is going, I need more food
uh-huh.
because it's saying I don't have enough nutrition.
Uh-huh.
I got enough calories,
right.
but dude, I'm starving in here. I'm not
right.
getting enough of this. So we keep eating other low nutrient dense things in higher quantities, trying to meet nutritional needs, but then we're getting huge caloric intake. Without the nutritional needs, if we put on all this weight, which lends itself to a whole nother host of problems, right? Wow, weird, isn't it? It's kind of interesting. So greens first is a really cool strategy to be able to augment that and do that, to fill in that black, block.
Practically a black hole, yeah.
It could be a black hole, exactly. A nutrient black hole, right? To fill that in. So that we get that satisfaction, the body mechanisms, because the body, I just said it a few minutes ago, is designed innately to express well-being.
Now, what about those with like a slow metabolism?
Sure.
Is there a reason behind that, or is it just in your genetic makeup?
That can be genetic makeup.
Okay, all right.
Absolutely.
But this will help improve metabolism, or?
It can. It means, I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
Right, because there are other things that can transiently alter metabolic expression.
Okay.
Right, where you speed it up a little bit,
right.
You know, hot food, spicy things, da da da. They can do that.
Okay.
But it's not something, a basal metabolic rate, it's pretty fixed.
Okay.
Right, with what we've got. But again, this can help that person meet the nutritional needs who has a slow metabolic rate.
Uh-huh.
Right, meet the nutritional needs, and you won't want to eat as much.
True.
So even if genetically you're programmed to eat, to retain calories more,
uh-huh.
you know, some people actually, they go, I can eat anything I want, and I never gain a pound. Right? Everybody yeah. wants to punch them in the
exactly.
head.
Exactly.
Right? Right? And they were fortunate with it, but in times of scarcity in the uh-huh. past, they're the first to die. Because their metabolism is such, the person who retains that is the last one. They're genetically programmed to make it through those times of scarcity, right? So it's kind of an interesting genetic programming. They might be thin, but guess what? Something happens. They're going first. You're staying.
That's a whole other episode.
It's a whole other episode.
So about 30 seconds left, Doc. How can folks get in touch with you and get a can of this first greens?
So we are at 8466 North Cliff Boulevard, about 500 feet in off of US 19 on the right-hand side. Our website is drturlep.com, drterlep. com. Any questions or anything, come right on there. Schedule an appointment right from the site, whatever you need to do. And our office number is 666-2222.
And all the supplements he's talked about today, you can get those at his office. Give his office a call today. Once again, 666-2222, area code 352. And we'll see you again next Wednesday on your 30 Minutes Vitality.
See you next week. Thank you.